Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Polokwane 21, Pretoria 22.
A couple of areas where there's delays on the road, Alberton being one of them, R15 line north queuing traffic towards Michelle Avenue and Bedford View. N12 R24 west, you got queuing traffic on both routes towards Galoolies.
Kiwusa is demanding the South African Reserve Bank slash interest rates to align with the current inflation rate of 3.2%. The South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee will announce its interest rates today. Kiwusa President Mametiwe Sebei.
The only people who benefit from the extortionate interest rates are bankers, speculators and other parasitic finance capitalists and the tiny layer of upper middle class people owning their products, stocks, bonds and other financial products. Households and small businesses are crushed by unaffordable loan repayments.
The presidency has called out the Cape Independence Advocacy Group for its planned trip to Washington, calling it a divisive move. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya briefed the media today, saying President Cyril Ramaphosa takes a very dim view of the group's visit to the United States. The trip comes at a time of ongoing tensions between South Africa and the U.S., with diplomatic relations facing an increased strain.
The president cautions everyone to exercise his or her constitutional given right, but to do so in the manner that does not undermine and subvert constitutional democracy in South Africa. We should all be actively engaged in building a better South Africa in the face of unpredictable geopolitical dynamics.
The DA in Gauteng says it demands that the Provincial Department of Education accelerate the eradication of asbestos-containing schools in the province. The DA's Sergio Issa dos Santos says the department has identified 29 schools built predominantly from asbestos, which clearly shows that the provincial government is not on the right track in eliminating the deadly substance lurking in schools.
Despite promises, only four have been replaced since Premier Kenyatta Lusufi's commitments began in 2023. This is a human rights violation and a breach of our constitution, which guarantees every child a safe learning environment. Additionally, asbestos structures should have been eradicated as far back as 2016.
And the serious drought in Namibia has been broken in most parts following weeks of very good rains. In the south, the level of the Hardap Dam improved to 27.6% this week after almost being empty at 5.5% at the beginning of the year. The level of the Nolte Dam near Keetmanshoop has improved from 44% last week to over 50%. More on checkaroundfm.com. Click on news. I'm Miel Pinaar, Hoofnuus die Uur. USA eist die Reservebank moet repo koers verminder.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
I know sleep is friends with death, but maybe I should get some rest, cause I've been out here working all damn day. Blueberries and butterflies, the pretty things that greet my eyes when you call and I say I'm on my way. You and me belong together like cold iced tea and warm the weather, where we lay out late underneath the pines and we still have fun when the sun won't shine. You and me belong together all the time. Throw a cheers, the worries sink. Damn it, it's so good to be alive. We know that we don't got much, but then again, it's just enough.